This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. The National Weather Service in Paducah is reminding area organizations it is available for live up-to-the-moment weather updates during large gatherings. Meteorologist Justin Gibbs says their office is already lined up to offer help if the potential for severe weather arises during the upcoming DuQuoin State Fair. He says there are plenty of opportunities for the service as we head into the fall season.
Back to school. People are going to be doing football games and all the different outdoor fun things that we do in the fall here. So if you're going to have those outdoor events and you want us to be helping you out with that, giving you the briefings and making phone calls, get that into us.
Gibbs says simply contact Christine Welgus in the Paducah office to set up a weather service monitoring agreement. Indiana students begin forming ideas about possible careers as kids. Research suggests early career exploration can improve confidence and decision-making, while state data shows parents have significant influence over what students choose to do after high school. The question of what do you want to be when you grow up may carry more weight than adults realize. Tammy Silverman with Indiana Youth Institute says career exploration should start early.
Young people actually start forming ideas about their futures long before they have to make those decisions. This isn't something that a single person or an institution can prepare a young person.
A 2025 review of 21 studies found career exploration programs produce positive results in confidence, accountability, adaptability, and decision-making, though researchers say more study is needed on long-term outcomes. Indiana data also shows parents have considerable influence. The Commission for Higher Education found 72% of high school students say their parents are extremely or very influential in deciding what they will do after graduation. Silverman says the goal isn't to push kids into choosing a career early, it's to expose them to more possibilities and help connect their interests with potential jobs. Silverman says schools can't carry the responsibility alone, however. Employers, coaches, mentors, youth organizations, they can all expose young people to careers, apprenticeships, college, and other training options. This is WSIU.